Well, the last point we have to get to get done tonight. Christ's burial had a tomb prepared. How did Joseph prepare? It says in verse 41a, "Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, a new tomb, which no one had been laid. And Joseph arranged to have that tomb. He arranged to have the clothes, the cloths and spices needed for burial. Who knows how he did it, but he prepared that tomb. And they could not have secured the tomb at the last minute, and so they had to have a tomb prepared. And here's the last one, verse 41. "And in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid." Why a new tomb by Joseph? Isaiah 53, the Old Testament's most beautiful and detailed prediction of the Messiah's suffering and death, included a prediction that his grave was assigned with the wicked, and yet he would be with a rich man in his death. That obscure prophecy would have been impossible to comprehend fully until his burial actually took place. Now we understand that the Holy Spirit was revealing that although Christ's enemies intended to bury him with common criminals, God's plan was that he be buried not with the wicked, but in the tomb of a wealthy man who by inference was godly. The second prophecy fulfilled was that Jesus' burial was his own declaration. As Jonah was in 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And what a beautiful picture then to tunnel into a solid rock mountain and place his body in, as it were, the heart of the earth, as he promised. Well, what's the conclusion? What lessons can we draw? Three things I began with last time. Do what you can do. Joseph and Nicodemus didn't preach. They didn't go on missionary journeys. They didn't follow Jesus around. They prepared for his burial. Do what only you can do. Number two, give what you can't keep. They gave up their time, as we saw tonight. They gave up their future security. They gave up their treasures, all of which are temporary, whether we acknowledge it or not. If we give it and can't keep it and give it, it's so priceless to Christ. And finally, they gained what they couldn't lose. Anything given to Christ will last forever. Forever we will remember a borrowed tomb and the faithfulness of these two men who risk everything for someone they love so much. And the last point I love about them, start now. You know what they did? They didn't say, "Oh, we've always been afraid. Oh, we've always held back." They didn't say, "Oh, it's too late for me." They just started right now. And so what I see is, do what you can do, give what you can't keep, gain what you can't lose, and start now. Don't be held back by fear, because Christ will take what we have, and he will accept it and use it for his glory, and it will last forever. Some great lessons from two men who paid a price to follow Christ.